Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Reason. Welcome to the Stars Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Shashi?
Well, welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you, my grandson. So just such a wonderful, wonderful introduction, and so wonderful to have my grandson as a part of my life and everything that I do, including my business life. Well, I am so happy to be here. Jumbo, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show, and I am Jasari's Love. I want to thank, most of all, our 21,993 listeners. This is just awesome. We just want to thank you so very much for your support. It is so exciting to be able to know that there's that many people listening to the show and getting something from the shows that we're doing. Home-based business 101. We would be nothing without you. We would not be serving anyone if no one was listening to the show. We want to ask you to take a few minutes to do your tweeting and your Facebooking to make sure that people are getting connected through the Facebook and the Twitter. And we'd like you to take a minute to do that right now. Again, I just want to thank you so much. And as always, I am so thankful for this day, so thankful to be able to use this modern technology and be able to communicate with you through the airwaves. And as you know, today's show has to do with children. What in the world do we do with our children while we're doing our network marketing or any business that we have? What do we do with our children when we have appointments to go on and phone calls to make? What do we do with our children when some of these appointments require that we take them into the homes of total strangers? I've experienced that. What do we do with our children when we have intense training to attend or places that we may have to attend, and some of them may or may not be child friendly? So we need to be thinking about what do we do with our children. And as you can already see, there's one thing that we already do with ours, at least with our grandson. We include him in the process. We let him participate by announcing our show, which makes him very, very, very excited about what it is that we do. He has a better understanding or some understanding of what it is that we do and how it is that we do the things that we do. One of the things that he knows is that we use the phone an awful lot. And he understands that when we have to get on the telephone to take care of business, that means that it's putting us in a position to earn an income, to keep the income coming in. So he understands the relationship between this Blog Talk Radio, the telephone, and being able to have appointments. And that's one thing that I believe that you need to do with your children. If they are of age to understand, and I would say any child that's three and above, you can begin to get that communication with them, because they begin to get at that age where they may be busy at three. I know that, trust me. But they may be at the age where at least you can say, I'm going to let you say hello to the person on the phone. And that they can find very enjoyable and get used to maybe taping them, doing a few little things, if no more than what we did with our grandson. Taking them on these different meetings and things at a young age, at first, a very, very child-friendly places where they have a little bit of space to maybe have their coloring books or something that they enjoy doing, kind of prepares them when they're in places that are a little bit more structured. So some of those things are things that we need to keep in mind. So you have an appointment with a customer and you want to know what are you going to do with your child during that time. Well, there's several things to consider. One, the age of your child children. So it may be that you have more than one child. That may make things better, or that may make things a little bit more complicated. Okay, is your spouse available to assist you by taking care of the children? That's another good question. If you're a single parent, whether you're male or female, then what do you do if there's no spouse available? If not, is there another reliable person? If not, then what do you do? Well, you know, you're going to have to get creative. And, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to tell you, there are tons and tons and tons of ideas when we Google and we do research and we talk to other men and women that are in the business. You know, what do you do? Where's your child today? What do you do with your child? What are some of the things that your children are doing? Now, let's face it, some people are going to give you some pretty rotten answers. And some people are going to give you the best answers in the world. I have a couple of books that I want to suggest to you that not only answer those questions, but some of them answer questions just in things in general that I've been talking about, and I just wanted to suggest these people to you. One is the Hot 100 Echoes of a Woman's Thoughts. The Hot 100 Echoes of a Woman's Thoughts. And it's by a wonderful young lady named Cassandra Burkhalter, and that's spelled, I'm sorry, Burkhalter, Burkhalter. And I found that book to be very useful, and there's a few pages in there in which Ms. Burkhalter speaks about child care and husband-wife or responsibilities, or if it's not the husband, if it's your significant other that you have your child by, those responsibilities. And you'd be able to check with Ms. Burkhalter at www.womenworkingtogether.com, www.womenworkingtogether.com. And that would be a really good way to find out more about this book and just pick up a little bit of insight on some of the things I've been talking about for the past few weeks on the relationship and the personal development in your life. Period, anyway, and then how you can connect that with your business life and your children and your spouse or your significant other, those family members, how to garner that support. Another book that's really, really good to help you stay on the right track is Prayers and Promises for Women. Prayers and Promises for Women. And that is just another really good book. It's by Toni Sortor, S-O-R-T-O-R. It's more of a spiritual book, but I would think that you could use it overall to assist you in just giving your day and making your day a very pleasant day and a little bit more balanced, and just give you a chance to just think about and meditate on how to handle these different situations. And I use these prayers from these different books all during the day to kind of just make my day so sweet. And, you know, if your day is sweet, then you're dealing with your children and your husband. That's just going to put a little extra icing on your cake. And they're also, the book covers themselves are absolutely beautiful. So that kind of takes you to another place, because the way we treat our children and our spouses and things and how we even think about them in relationship to our regular lives and our business has to do with all of those things that you visualize, that you're seeing, you're reading, you're listening to, the music, everything. Another one is called Just for Today from the Celestial Collection, S-A-L-E-S-I-A-N. I think it's Celestine Collection. So these are just some books that that help me to have be really, really conscious of how whatever I'm doing, including my business, how it's affecting my children. And I have one child and one grandson right now, and how it affects my husband, of whom he is in this business with me. I'm really excited about that. Okay, so we're going to go back to the first one, the age of your child and children, okay? If you have one child, that could be easy, that could be difficult, it all depends. If that child, of course, is 2 years of age and under, it all depends on what type of meeting you're going to, an appointment, and whether that is during the hour that your child is sleeping or sleepy or needs to be fed. Hint, hint, let's pay attention to those things. You know, I see people dragging their children around, not necessarily in my business in particular, because actually the couple of meetings I've been to where I've seen children, they've been pretty settled and satisfied, because these parents have thought about it, and they knew that these children had to be fed before you took them to the meeting. If they're young, and, you know, little babies, changed, you know, properly cared for and nourished before that. So you have to kind of do a fantastic, I call it supercalifragilisticexpialidocious type of pull it all together to, let's say you got off from work, you picked up the children, you got to get them fed. But then maybe you've told the babysitter, you know what, I have this meeting to go to. Can you give them a last little meal? I'll go ahead and pay you ahead of time to make sure my children have been fed and freshened up before I come and get them for the meeting. And see, that may require a couple of extra dollars, or this may require that you trade off, to have a barter. You do something else for that person in exchange for them assisting you with making sure your children are prepared and they're so happy. And also, when you find yourself that you have, you know, you're on a push, we all get those different pushes during the course of the year. You're pushing for a promotion, you're pushing for your downline to pull them up, to get them to the next level. You're pushing because the holidays are coming up. But through all of that, you have to plan to make sure there are things that are fun for the children. Even if you are starting out or you're at a point in your business where you may not have a lot of money that you work with, but that's why you're pushing. That's why you're doing this business, because you're trying to increase your income. You have to find the time to keep it balanced, to make sure that those children are nourished and they have the quality time with you, along with coming to those appointments and things of that nature. They're going to behave much, much better when you've nourished them and made sure they're very comfortable. And you've maybe even introduced them to some of the people at the meeting. So when they come there, I mean, I've gone to meetings where people say, well, oh, here is Jahi's daughter or grandson. Oh, how are you doing, little lady? Well, how are you doing, little fella? And, of course, that makes the children just sit up. Well, aren't you reading that book really nice? So sometimes you have to ask some of the people in your meeting that you're attending, especially if it's one where you know some of the people, you know, the type of meetings we have, we bring guests, and we already know at least 6 or 7 or maybe 10 of the people that are there. And together you make the entire meeting family-friendly, family-friendly. And that's what we do. And, you know, you just have to be very, very creative. I remember one time at a meeting, my husband was there. This is early in our marriage, and I just raised my hand to help with some children, because a couple people had quite a few children there, and I kind of stepped aside and kind of engaged them in an activity. But that was because I had someone else there that was picking up notes. So that particular day I could do that. So sometimes you may have to do that, or within your organization designate someone to kind of do that type of thing, someone that's capable, or there may be an older teenager there that is capable of engaging younger children in an activity in another room or area. In this particular case, there was a courtyard available. And the children were introduced to me, and I was able to give them little activities to do while this particular segment of a meeting was going on. So those type of things, you know, we want to think about. But make sure the children are nurtured and taken care of before you get to the meeting, so that you don't have a baby crying because you didn't feed that baby. Now, come on, you got to feed, you know, you got to, if it needs some milk, you got to make sure that if that infant or that very young child has the food, because babies, when they're hungry, you know, they're not going to sit and listen to you tell them, wait a minute, I'm in a meeting. They're not thinking like that, especially a child under 3. Their tummies are kind of pretty demanding. Any need that they have, pretty much they're going to scream it at the top of their lungs. One way or the other, they're going to get your attention, everybody in that meeting's attention. So it's just really you and us, all of us, being considerate of these people that we have brought into this world, and now we're trying to incorporate them in another element of our life. And so, therefore, that's how we have to look at it. You know, okay, how am I going to incorporate my child? How am I going to make sure that my child is comfortable while this is going on? And, of course, you may be asking, you may have friends and other people who may watch your child or children for that amount of time. And then, therefore, you have to be very specific at the time that you're going to drop them off, make sure they have everything they need, make sure, of course, it's a place that they enjoy being, and get back in time. That means that, you know, when all the other things are over with that meeting specifically, then you can't hang around for that extra chit-chat. You have to come on home and maybe have to do some of that chit-chat on the phone. But you really have to think about, okay, my children, I was blessed to be able to have a place to take them, and now I've got to get on back. Okay, in the event you have to take them to the appointment, This is a kind of tricky one. I used to have a business that I was in, and I had to actually go to a lot of people's homes. And, you know, I didn't know those people, and they didn't know me. But, of course, that's what it's all about. It's relationship networking, you know, relationship marketing. So I remember a couple cases taking my daughter, and let's be honest, everybody's house is not human-friendly, okay? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I went to this house, and I don't know what the people had, what they had cooked or what, but it didn't have a very nice smell. And, of course, being an adult, I could kind of deal with that, you know. But I remember my daughter, it was so funny, she had a turtleneck on, and she kind of, like, pulled it up over her nose. And so to kind of cover for that, I just said, you know, my daughter's got very sensitive sinuses, and so she has a tendency sometimes when she changes from being outside to inside to having to cover her nose sometimes, cover her face, because it just takes a bit of an adjustment for her. And I can't remember. I think she was no more than 7 or 8 years old. You all know these children would do all kinds of things, I mean, you know, to try to get their point across. You know, but we're taking them into environments, and we don't know the environment and what it's like. And quite honestly, we all know on those first appointments, if it's a sit-down appointment, in this particular case, I was in the insurance industry, and it required going to the person's house, sitting across the kitchen table or the living room table or dining room area, and sitting down and figuring out some things and having some things filled out. And, of course, back in those days, everything was like a flip chart. So I was on a flip chart presentation, in which to my daughter was probably taking like forever because, you know, for our children, everything does seem like it's taking forever. But it was that atmosphere that was uncomfortable for her. She had her homework. She had something to color. She had something to read. But the atmosphere was very uncomfortable. And then people have pets in their homes, and all of us are not able to be around pets. Some people are allergic to pets, you know. So here we are. We are the person coming in to present something, you know, trying to make a sale, trying to build a relationship with a new customer, and they have pets that we may be comfortable with, you know, the dog may not be something that we're afraid of or allergic to, but our children, now that's a whole different thing. And then you have some children who are overly friendly, you know, and that dog might not be a friendly dog, so sometimes we need to know those type of things. Oh, by the way, do you have a pet? I'll be bringing my daughter with me. I'll be bringing my son with me. And they are allergic to or afraid of, or, you know, I prefer that they don't interact, you know, for whatever reason you come up with. No more than saying hello and maybe patting the dog on the head or something like that. But that might even not be a good idea. So it's just knowing about those different things, you know, how your child, you know, is affected by those different things. And just keeping that in mind and making sure they have something to work with. I've seen people drag the children all over the place, didn't bring any crayons, didn't bring a book, didn't bring anything, didn't bring a snack, didn't bring anything, didn't take them to go get water, not even considering the fact they have to go to the bathroom. Okay, hello, you have a child there. So we have to think about those things, you know, take them to the restroom, you know, when you get to the appointment. Make sure they've gone before they left the house. If it's an appointment in a public place, you know, when you get there, take them to the restroom so that once you get into a meeting room earlier, you know how some of these meeting rooms are. There are rows and rows and rows of chairs, 10 people deep. You don't want to be in the middle with a child that's got to get them to the bathroom. So it's excuse me, right? So it's making sure they're comfortable and, you know, sitting on the end seat so that it's easy for you to get up and get out with your child, leaving a sweater or a book there so you can come back to your seat, or telling someone, look, we'll be right back. And it's why it's so wonderful to make friends in this business. I mean, you know, I have friends now, so I know that when I go to Texas, I have my friend Ruth. And if I was to have a child or grandchildren with me, then we know that we have people that we've been communicating with across the country. That's the whole point of all these different things is really making some really good friendships and relationships and talking down to earth about what it is that you need to really work on or what it is that you need to, you know, how to get this done and how to get that done is really, really important, especially when we, you know, we're in a situation where we may have to take our children with us. Again, if you have a spouse, then you probably have sat down, the two of you, and I already discussed whether you're going on that appointment by yourself where you're going and whatever it is that he's going to or she's going to be doing with the children while you're at home. If it's your husband, well, and he's the father of those children, they're pretty much a no-brainer what they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing whatever they do to him or her when you leave him at home alone. But usually, I know in some families that might mean pizza night, which can be a good thing. Sometimes it can be that you've left them home to have something they really love, something they enjoy, which is really, really important. When I'm out and about and I'm going to fairs and festivals, I have always taken my daughter. And, of course, it was easy for me because my whole thing was a child-friendly business. And, you know, if we're doing the fairs or if we're doing at one point we were doing performances at the fair. One of the things I used to always do for my group was to make sure that the performance that we had to do was completed early enough and we got a chance to pass our flyers and things early enough so that they had at least 2 hours to just enjoy the fair itself. I never believed in just taking them to something that's so much fun, you know, where you've got funnel cake and you've got all kinds of cotton candy and rides and things like that. I did not just make that strictly business. I, you know, would work with the parents to make sure that, okay, we're going to go to a fair and a festival. We're going to get seen, and we're also going to pass our flyers. We're going to, you know, be performing that day. But for the children, you can't, this is just me, I cannot take children to an event like that and not allow them to have some fun. Although I know that is a lesson also, realizing that they could go some places and not be able to participate. But I just believe in going the extra mile and making sure that, oh, no, we're going to stay. And we're going to make sure that they can have fun. And then, of course, at that point, the parents have designated, you know, which children they have, their children, maybe one or two children, whose parents were unable to attend the event. So those are some of the different things that we do to make sure that the children are enjoying it, and that makes them really want to belong and be a part of what it is that we're doing. So, you know, that's just really, 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 really important. I want to take a minute or two just to do a little stage identification. And, again, I want to thank all of our listeners. It is such a blessing, and it is very important that people communicate, and just your listening and sharing is just so, we're grateful for that. We're so thankful for that. And we know that it's going to be a two-way street, a back and forth, you know, giving and receiving. So we definitely want to thank our 21,993 listeners and supporters for coming on. And make sure that you get your gift by going to our site to get that. It's really important. We want to not just give you the information from listening to us, but we actually have a gift that will allow you to save money and to actually be able to receive 30% commission. So keep that in mind. That's not something to sneeze at. It's a wonderful gift to be receiving, especially right before the holidays. And it is a gift because gifts are free. There's no charge for a gift. Is it no charge to you? And I just want to thank all of those listeners. And remember, you know, home-based one-on-one will be coming back on Sunday. And we have a morning show and we have an evening show. We have the New Yorker. We have Gail Walker, New York, New York. So we have the New Yorker show that will be coming on. Getting back to the children again, you know, we know that we're going to take a few things for them to enjoy themselves. If they're a little older, you may want to begin to get them a little bit more engaged by having them, of course, they're able to do their homework. That's something they could be doing in a quiet area. Or they can also be taking some notes. Because as I was saying with the fair and festivals, one of the things that we do is, as we said at the booths and things like that, is we always have an adult with the child, but they're handing out flyers and meeting people. They usually have a clipboard. And they're getting training. Some of my children, as young as 7 and 8 years old, are getting training. Not my personal children. I only have one. But any child that's with me, they receive training like that on how to engage the public and get flyers out and get comfortable with meeting people. And they'll do that right at the booth, or we may walk through the crowd, an adult with a child, allowing the child to be the spokesperson, and we're just their backup person to be there with them for safety, you know, issues and things of that nature. Again, at these events, I always have, you know, extra change aside, set aside to make sure that they enjoy the fair. They're going to get their funnel cake and whatever else they want at those fairs. They may be fairs that don't have rides. I'm talking about your other kind of festivals and your theme festivals and fairs of that nature. We did one down here in North Carolina called the Down East Festival. And one of my team members, Jessica, her son and nephew came, and they walked with her through the crowd. And another young lady's daughter was there, and they passed out flyers. They pointed to the booth, you know, and people came over because the children will drive business to you. People usually, if that child's up there smiling, you know, the person kind of feels like, oh, a child gave me. Let me see what this is all about. So including your children in what you do is really, really good. If they're old enough to answer the telephone, then I would engage them with getting them involved on the phone. I mean, they're on the phone anyway. Letting them understand the use of the phone for business is very, very important. Their being able to schedule and write down appointments for you will take them a long, long ways. Most of them, by the time they're age 15, will begin working their first job. So why not include them in your business by allowing them to schedule those appointments? They can be easily trained on, good evening, my name is, I am the daughter of, or I'm the son of, and I'm calling to schedule your appointment for this week. Or however you do your appointments, include them in on that process, and they will enjoy it, especially when you explain to your child that this is a part of showing them how to be a business person, and that this is a skill that they're going to be using, you know, for the rest of their life. I have to commend my mother-in-law, Elaine Dickerson, because she has already taught her granddaughter, who is just 10 years old now, but she can do the complete keyboard. She knows how to type professionally. And I think she got a little bit of speed behind her typing, too. So she's taught her the keyboard because my mother-in-law, she's a retiree from the government. She was a professional executive secretary. So that's one of the things that she knew how to do. And so she sat her granddaughter down and began training her on how to use the keyboard. And she can actually, in her class right now, she actually teaches the other children how to type. And I believe she's in the fifth grade now. And she knows how to do that. So, again, including them, involving them, getting other people to help, bartering, trading things off, you know, offering to do something for a friend or relative so they can care for your child. Having your child on your mind as you plan whatever you're doing in your life in a positive, loving way. When you want to engage those 13, 14, 15-year-olds or any child, take the time to not be so rushed and so agitated and so overwhelmed with the thought of making a dollar, and think about how can I get my child engaged in a way that they can enjoy this process and therefore see, know a little bit about what is at the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, the money that we will be possibly making or that we will be making, and that it's not going to necessarily be easy, but this is one of the things that we do to begin to change our lives for our entire family financially. Well, this is Jasari's Love, and I'm going to sign off. I just want to thank you so very, very much, all any of the callers out there. Just want to thank you so very, very much for listening in to the Jasari's Love Show, Home-Based Business 101, What Do I Do With My Children? And we'll be talking about many, many more issues that, you know, I have come across and I think that are important. And I just want to leave you with this here. It's your time. It's my time. It's our time. And we're going to just make sure that it's our time. And it's our time with our entire families involved, making sure that everybody from the youngest to the oldest is happy in the process of your network marketing business by us giving them joy, giving them love, nurturing them, and just letting them know that all together as a team, as a family team, we will win. And as a community team, we will win. It's my time. Have a fantastic week from the Jasari's Love Show.
There's calling me to wait. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.